Jessica, we know very little about life in Peru. What's it like there? And what are the people like?
Yeah, I only know of President Fujimori.
Well, the people are very nice. Everyone is cheerful and we really enjoy life. We may die tomorrow, but that's okay because we live to enjoy today. We don't worry so much about the future. We try to make the most of the time we spend with friends and family.
In Japan, we students always have to worry about our future. Everything we do is for the future. I think even our parents still worry about the future, too.
Well, in Peru, for example, we don't use a lot of money for insurance. And we don't keep a lot of money in banks. We save some money, of course. But today's life is more important to us. Also, we don't like being tied to the clock.
Tied to the clock? What do you mean?
Well, we don't worry about being on time very much. In fact, it's very common to be late for appointments. Everyone thinks like that, so it's no problem. Not only people, but buses and trains, too, are always late. We don't worry about the schedules. We just go to the bus stop or station and wait and relax. When I went back to Peru, I did my work like the Japanese, working like an ant. People said to me, "What's the hurry? This is Peru. Take it easy." The pace is very relaxed in Peru. I like that very much.
Oh, I wish my life weren't tied to the clock.
Well, it's not good to be too relaxed, Shinichi. For example, waiters and waitresses and shop clerks don't give very good service in Peru. Japanese clerks are very, very helpful to me. They explain things and speak politely. In Peru, they don't explain anything, and I feel they're saying, "Are you gonna buy it or not?" In Japan, for example, when I went to have a perm, I didn't like it very much, and the hairdresser did it again. And I didn't have to pay. Service in Japan is very wonderful.
Jessica, I think maybe it's because you're a foreigner. Japanese are kinder to foreigners than to Japanese.
No, Shin, it's true. Some places give great service, but you have to say something.
Yes, but anyway, there are things that everybody gets here. Because everyone works so hard, we all have a convenient life. An example is traffic lights in Japan. Things like that are always in good condition. Driving is very easy. In Peru, there are so many broken lights that everyone drives as they like. Driving in Peru is frightening.
You're a very positive person, Jessica, but is there anything that you don't like about Japan?
Well, to be honest, Japanese groups are very difficult for me to understand. At the kindergarten that my son goes to, parents make small groups, and even though I say hello, I don't feel welcome. And certain people's opinions seem to control everything. The others just keep quiet or their opinions are ignored. Sometimes I want to say something or complain, but I worry that my son will be teased or bullied. So I have to put up with it without saying anything.
Teasing and bullying is a big problem in schools now, but Japanese adults do it too. They just do it in a different way.
Yeah, the problem isn't only a school problem or a children's problem, is it?